Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We have been discussing chapter 10, Vibhuti Yoga, Yoga of the Divine Glories. So in the beginning, Bhagavan has already said that one who knows my Vibhuti and my Yoga in their essence gets established in Avikampa Yoga. Name Viduhu Suraganaha Prabhavana Maharshayaha. Other than that, even the Suragana, the celestial beings are supposed to be superior than us human beings. This is something similar to what we are looking for, a more advanced civilization in our cosmos. Or our Puranas literally describe that there are devas who are much higher beings. They have more subtler perceptions, longer lives, more divine qualities, but even they do not know me, Bhagavan said. Nor the wise people on this planet, the Murtyulok, the Rishis, they do not know me either. Because I am the source of them, therefore they cannot know me. Something which is source of my being, it is not possible to know. As we have discussed many times, in the light of flashlight, you can see everything, but you cannot see the type of batteries you have in the flashlight with that light. So the Bhagavan said, because I am the source of this Suragana, and also the Maharshis, they do not know me. However, if you know my Vibhuti, my glories, my manifestations, and my Yoga power, how this world of plurality comes into being, in its essence, in the truth, in its reality, then you will get established in Avikampa Yoga. Establishes you in the union with the truth, which is unshakable. And that's your window of opportunity, Bhagavan said. But other than that, nobody knows me because I am the source of all beings and everything proceeds from me. So Arjuna obviously accepted this. He said, I accept it. So we have seen from verse 12 onwards, he is not satisfied. He wants to know more. But the way he presents himself or way he approaches Bhagavan is something to understand and learn. That if you want to go to a teacher and wants to know something which is so unique that nobody had understood yet, but we know that the teacher knows the knowledge and I want to get the knowledge from the teacher, I can't just go and tell him that, tell me what it is so I understand it. I'm ready to pay your hourly rates and just tell me. I'm ready to listen. Arjuna understood that that's not going to work. So he presents himself very well. First, he establishes where he is in his understanding about Bhagavan. Then he says why he came to that conclusion and why he thinks Bhagavan is the right teacher. It is something like I remember when I first went to my music teacher. I was in my late 40s and I said, I want to learn music from you. And first thing he said, I don't like to teach adults. I said, why? He said, because they think that by paying my fees, they've done their part. And after that, they are not regular. They skip classes. They don't practice. And I said, no, Subhasa, I assure you, I'll not skip classes. And I'll try to practice. In the end, I also did what the other students did. However, that's what the teacher wants. So if we understand how Arjuna approached his teacher, Bhagavan, here, it gives us a format, a clear understanding how if we can get something from someone who knows something which is so precious and we want to know. So he starts with telling Bhagavan what he understands. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. Bhavan, you, I understand that you are the supreme Brahman, you are the supreme being, You're the supreme abode, Param Dhamma, and you're the supreme purifier, Pavitram Paramam. That's I have already taken for granted. Whether I know you in your essence or not, but I know this is who you are. I'm convinced. I have faith in this. So establish that line. How I see Bhagawan, how I see my teacher is a student. I have to establish that first. And then he says, why I see that? Because all other sages, Purusam, Saswatam, Divyam, Adidevajam, Vibhum, all sages, including Narada, said this, that you are that eternal being, you are the divine self, and you are the Adideva and Ajam, your unborn Vibhum, who is pervading everywhere. He said, not only that, great rishis, the divine rishis like Narada said this, but even the rishis in our time, who are very respectable in our society, such as Asitaha, Devala, Vyasa, they confirm the same thing. Therefore, I take it that you are the source of all beings and you are the one who can tell me this knowledge. So then verse 14 onward, he says, Sarvam etat rutam manye yanmam vadasi keshava. And you also said the same thing. All these people said this. You also said the same thing. And I believe it. I do not have any doubt. Therefore he said, Sarvam etat rutam manye. I believe all this to be true. Yanmam vadasi kesava, as you are telling me that you are the source of all being. You are pervading everywhere. Everything proceeds from you, but it is still beyond my comprehension. That is something I can accept, but can't understand it. It's like quantum theory. I read about quantum theory. I listen to all the seminars and all the lectures, I take it for granted that this is what they're talking about, superposition, quantum entanglement, all this could be true. However, I have no understanding whatsoever how that happens. Arjuna is saying the same thing. I take this is true because you told me so. Many people before you said the same thing, and therefore I take that this is true. Nahite Bhagavan Vyaktim Vidur Devana Danavaha. However, once again, confirm what you told me before. He changed it a little bit and said, I know that Devas also do not know you, and Danavas also do not know you. Nahite Bhagavan Vyaktim. Oh Bhagavan, your nature, your true nature, neither Devas nor Danavas know. We have gone through this discussion about Devas and Danavas before, but here it is. My subtler perceptions, so any knowledge that I know comes from certain means of knowledge. So in our Darshan Shastra, there are six pramanas, the means of knowledge. Pratyaksha, Anuman, Upuman, Arthapatti, Anupalabdhin, Shabdaha. Direct knowledge, then there are inferences, then there are implications, then there are postulations, comparison, non-perception, and then testimony. Right now, I know this knowledge only through the Sabda Pramana. Other people have said so, you told me so, therefore I take it for granted. Sabda Pramana is somebody who testifies that I have witnessed this or I know this. And we have no doubt about his intentions. And we take that for granted in the Sabda Pramana. So far, Arjuna says, I only know this from the testimony of all the rishis, and then finally you. But Devas and Danavas also, with their capabilities, they do not know. So Devas, as we have understood, are the divine beings, and Danavas are not so divine beings, you know, or evil beings. From Puranic stories, Danavas are the sons of Danu. The mother's name was Danu. She was married to Kashyapa. Kashyapa's one wife was Diti. Her sons were called Daityas. another wife was Danu, and Danu's sons were called Danavas. And then other wife was Aditi, and their sons were divine. So from the same source, you have the Daityas and Danavas, and said they do not know. Devas and Danavas, those who have divine qualities, they also do not know you. Not so divine qualities, they also do not know you. These Swamiji explains as, with my grosser perceptions that I have, which is I see, hear, touch, and know things. That's my grosser perception. With that, I will not be able to know the Bhagavan. Or my subtler perception, from my inferences, from my comparison, all the other subtler aspects of means of knowledge which I have available to me because of my intellect. Even that is not possible. Not the sense perception is possible, not the intellectual understanding is possible. So Devas and Danavas do not know you. So I will not be able to know you through any of the means available to me, and therefore I request you that you tell me, because Swayam eva atmana atmanam vetatvam purushottama. If nobody knows something about a person, there's only one person left who knows about that person. And that person is that person himself. What did he do when such and such things happened? Well, there was nobody there to testify, nobody there to witness. But the one person still is left who knows what happened that day. Is that person himself. So Bhagavan, nobody knows you. Devas do not know you. Danavas do not know you. Suraganas do not know you. Maharshis do not know you. Only person left is you. You know yourself. Swayam eva atmana atmanam vetatvam purushottama. Or supreme purusha, a supreme being, the supreme self. Because everything comes from you, no one else knows you, but you know yourself by yourself. It's like my own consciousness, my own existence, whether I know anything about other things or not in this world. I can get convinced that everything around me, I'm just hallucinating. There is no existence of anything around me. But one thing I know by myself is my own existence, that I exist as this conscious being through my own consciousness. I may not have any of these senses available to me. I cannot see anything, I cannot hear anything, I cannot touch anything. But I still feel my own self, my own existence, through my own consciousness, by light of its own knowledge that I exist. Just as I know that I exist and how I exist through my own consciousness, O Paramatma, O Supreme Purushottam, you know yourself by yourself. That's your qualification as the teacher. You know yourself by yourself. Bhuta Bhavana Bhutesha. You are the creator of all beings, Bhuta Bhavana. I have understood now that you are the creator of all beings, Bhuta Bhavana. Bhutesha, you are the Lord of all beings. And Lordship is something we have discussed. That on which my existence depends is the Lord. So right now, my existence as a being depends on my own consciousness. As long as there is consciousness in me, I exist in Nilbhat. When that is gone, there will not be Nilbhat, just a dead body. So that is the Lord of my being. My Lord of my being is the life principle, the consciousness in me. Bhagavan, you're the Bhutesha. In all beings, you're the Lord of those beings because they exist because you exist in them. Deva Deva, you're the God of all the gods. Jagatpate, you're the Lord of all the worlds. Arjuna has explained what he thinks about Bhagavan and why he thinks he is the best teacher. Because he says, no one is going to know about you, but you know yourself by yourself. And I just can't now wait to know you because of all that you have taught me so far. You have given your lower prakriti, you have given your higher prakriti, you have given this transcendental vision of yours. I can't be satisfied with this type of explanation. I really need to know you in your true being. Vaktum aharsi asheshena. Therefore, you tell me everything about you without leaving anything behind. We can have all the explanations, but there is one thing we cannot understand. Then it is not a total knowledge. Car only functions if all the spare parts needed are available. If the one part is missing, the car does not function. Same is my understanding. I may understand 99% of that equation. 1% I do not know. That equation I cannot solve. I have to know it in totality, the knowledge, then only I can understand it. And therefore, Bhagwan, you tell me, you had been telling me about all this para, apara, prakriti, transcendental nature, but there's something missing here that I do not understand. That's my own experience about my connection with yourself, how my consciousness and your consciousness and the Supreme Being related to each other. Therefore, he said, Vaktum aharsi asheshan divyahi atma vibhutayaha. Your divine glories, yabihi vibhurti bihi lokan imam tvam vyapyatishtasi. One part you explained to me so far, that you remain who you are, but you still pervades this entire universe, the entire jagat, the entire cosmos. Now, these two are contradictory to me. You remain who you are. You as the God, Bhagwan, the Brahman, remains pristine being. At the same time, pervade this entire plurality, the entire world of things and beings. How do you pervade in all these beings as individual consciousness, individual jiva, and at the same time remain the Lord of all the beings? As we have discussed, that we all understand that everything comes from Bhagwan and Bhagwan has created everything. But where did Bhagwan, when he created everything, found that material to create this jagat? And if this jagat was created by him, created by the only material available to him, which is his own self, because there are no other material available when he only existed, then he created this jagat out of his own self. Then what happened to him? He became this jagat and then never went back to become his own self? Or he remained who he is, the pristine being, and jagat also was created out of his own self? What is that relationship? That relationship could be similar to water and ice. Water becomes ice, but ice can become water again. Or it can be milk and yogurt. Milk was milk at one time, becomes yogurt at other time. But it cannot go back to become milk again. Ice and water can go back and forth. But there got to be something where both exist at the same time. So, oh Bhagawan, you explain to me. How do I know you in your essence, where you exist as the Jagatpati and the Jagat exist pervaded by you? That's his question. And we will see more about that question.
If you find this podcast helpful, please support it by donating any amount by going to the episode's website at neilbhatt.podbean.com or at chinmayarichmond.org. Thank you.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina Sarve santu niramayah, sarve bhadrani pasyantu, ma kaschid dukkha bhag bhavet. Om shantihi, shantihi, shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.